Welcome back to The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, today is Cyber Monday, which of course is the Monday after Black Friday. But tomorrow, we go from buying to giving. Giving Tuesday has become a big holiday for not-for-profits and charitable organizations as we are asked to give back to our community in whatever way we can. Now, most of the time, that means giving a donation to your favorite charity, but what else can you do? If you're Rob Meyer, the owner and operator of the Chick-fil-A at Staten Lake, you give 100% of the proceeds from your sales to charity all day tomorrow. And that's just one of the creative ways for small businesses to give back. Joining me in studio is Rob Meyer. He's the owner and operator of the Chick-fil-A on State Street in downtown Chicago. And also Jimmy Lee. Jimmy's the president of Good City, an organization that invests in social entrepreneurs and encourages new ways of giving. Gentlemen, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Great to be here.
So where did this idea come from? I mean, the concept of giving a check or even having an hour or two is one thing, but to take a whole day's sales from a very popular restaurant downtown, why do that?
You know, one of Chick-fil-A's just core values is being involved in the local community. All Chick-fil-A's are locally owned and operated. And so we love to find organizations that that align with who we want to be as an organization. So Good City is a perfect example of that. The way that they support local entrepreneurs in the neighborhoods of Chicago's to solve the problems of that neighborhood is exactly what we're all about at Chick-fil-A. So it's our pleasure to be able to donate the proceeds from tomorrow to them.
What was the rationale with getting together and collaborating with Chick-fil-A?
Totally. You know, when we first started, most of our donors were older individuals, 55 and older. And the way we would work with them is once a year we host a dinner at a hotel or somebody's house, and we invite people to donate to our organization and the impact that we're creating. Well, today our donors are different. The average age is between 25 to 40. 77% of them are women, and what they're engaged in, what they're looking for, is a way for them to be able to give back to their community by being involved in experiences, by shopping at stores and restaurants that have a social mission towards it. And so as an organization, we've had to really change given our demographics of our donors are changing as well, too.
Now, Jimmy, when the money comes in, what are you going to use it for? What is Good City use the money that would otherwise go to Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, so 100% of all of our donations from initiatives like this go directly towards the entrepreneurs. So people come to us with ideas all the time. We give them the first $500 to test out an idea that they have to start a nonprofit or for-profit. And then if they launch an organization, we might give as much as $25,000 for the first year for them to get started as well, too. We have donors that take care of our general operations, foundations that pay for some of those things. And so we really try to give it back to the entrepreneurs we work with.
Let me ask you, Rob. I mean, you could easily be the entrepreneur who just gives a big lump sum directly to an organization, to a more traditional charitable organization. What was it about Good City and the concept that we're talking about where this is essentially going to go to investing in socially conscious entrepreneurs?
Yeah, I think for me, I had a lot of wonderful people that invested in me early in my career and helped support me as I grew as an entrepreneur. And so it's really fun to see Good City do that specifically as well, to be that support for people that are trying to start and grow businesses and not-for-profits. So I think that really aligns really well with just our values.
We talk about values with Chick-fil-A, and I find it interesting because it's still a restaurant that has, I don't want to say religious affiliations because I don't know if that's the right term, but the idea that you're not open on Sundays and things that the national concept of Chick-fil-A has brought down. As an entrepreneur, when you're getting into investing in or a franchise like that, when you see that kind of affiliation, is that a good investment or a bad in the fact that you can't even raise money on a Sunday?
You know, you look at the whole of the business opportunity. I think, you know, Chick-fil-A being closed on Sundays, we haven't actually seen it have a huge impact on sales, actually, because people
really
will eat with us the other days for the most part. And it's a huge benefit for our team members, helps us attract talent because they know they get Sundays off. It's a great day to spend with family. And for me as the owner, it's really nice to know that day is a real day of rest because there can't be anything that pops up when the restaurant's closed.
You know, it seems like we're past the controversies around Chick-fil-A when it comes to social and political issues. And they're a much more conservative bent. And there was some pushback to Chick-fil-A coming to Chicago being a more liberal center. Do you feel like that has kind of gone by the wayside? I mean, and also talk about the challenges of becoming a franchise owner around that lightning rod topic.
I think, you know, people who've eaten at a Chick-fil-A and have experienced the food and the hospitality and all the things that, you know, happen when you eat at Chick-fil-A, it's generally been really, really positive. So in a lot of ways, you know, everybody, we invite people to come in and just give us a try. And usually what they experience is really great food, really great hospitality. And so we've had, you know.
You stay away from the politics.
Yeah, great time in Chicago. No, it's, you know, like I said, I'm a local owner and it's my business and it's, yeah, it's just all about trying to provide a great experience for our guests.
Rob Meyer is the franchise owner of Chick-fil-A at State and Lake. Jimmy Lee is in studio as well. He's the president of Good City. Tomorrow, you guys have a couple things going on because you're not only giving all the proceeds from the day from sales at the restaurant tomorrow for Giving Tuesday, but you're also giving away Bulls tickets, other things throughout the day. Talk about this.
Yeah, so the first 50 customers, first 50 purchases starting at 11:30 also get a free ticket to the Bulls versus San Antonio Spurs game on December 8th. The Bulls are a great partner of ours. And so our folks will be there at the restaurant to celebrate and also to be able to, you know, share with some of the guests and the people who are at the restaurant a little bit more of what we're trying to do at Good City.
I like this concept because when you talk about Giving Tuesday, there's really this, I don't know what to say, a boundary, or you really have to get people there. Meaning, you know, like I'm gonna write a check, or I'm going to go to a website and I'm going to put my credit card in to give back on a specific day. But there is, you know, things get in the way of that. Maybe people don't necessarily want to do that. But in this case, you're being very progressive in the concept that they got to eat lunch. They're not necessarily making a choice, you know, to give by going to eat the food, but this makes it a lot easier for them to participate in Giving Tuesday.
I mean, you're starting to see a new generation, especially this millennial generation, who they don't have to be convinced that they have to make a social impact. They are generous people by their nature, but they want to see that what they're doing, where they're working at, how they're shopping, where they're even going to eat, all of that is integrated both from a social impact perspective as well as an experience that they can enjoy as well too. And so that's what we try to do. We went from 25 donors when I first started about 4 years ago to we have over 700 individuals that are giving by participating in some of these events. Or we have people who are skydiving for a Good City. This year we're going to introduce an event where people are going to rappel down the Hyatt Regency Hotel and raising money on behalf of Good City to be able to support entrepreneurs in the city.
Yeah, I mean, traditionally you will see fundraising events surrounding walks and runs and bikes and things of that nature. And you've seen in the last couple of years more integrated social media. I think of the Ice Bucket Challenge and things of that nature. Do you see fundraising and charitable giving going in a direction where you have to almost be creative to grab the attention of people who want to give back?
I think we're seeing more of that. I think event-driven giving is something that provides a sense of community and probably a stronger tie to the purpose, and also a little bit of a push. When I think of the Ice Bucket Challenge, I think there was a nice push there that you had to respond or give. So I think it works, and I think it's something that this generation of givers really resonates with.
I think this generation also, they're looking for two things. They're looking for significance, and they're looking for community. Right. So my parents, when they immigrated here in the United States, their entire desire was to find that their kids, myself, my brothers, my sister, would have a life better than themselves. So that really was the motivating factor of why they worked, motivating factor of why they made money. You know, if they can support a charity and support a good cause, they want to be able to do that. Well, now, you know, as I grow up, you know, what I'm looking for is I'm looking for significance. I want to know that in the jobs and the work that I'm doing, I'm making a difference. I'm looking to connect with other like-minded individuals who believe in the same things that I'm doing. And so instead of me just giving, let's say, $10,000 or even $100,000 to an organization, I want to be able to do it with other friends of mine who are each giving a little bit of money, but together as a community, we're making a bigger impact than if we were to do it by ourselves.
What Good City really does, I mean, you invest in entrepreneurs who are essentially positive social, are going to have more social understanding or social impact than say, someone who's just trying to make money. Are you seeing with being both of you guys in the business and understanding the new generations of entrepreneurs, that being a prereq for people to get into the business? Or are there still sort of a sector of entrepreneurs that are like, it's money, 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 and I don't care about giving back?
I mean, I think you're starting to see more and more of that. I primarily focus on entrepreneurs who are working and living in places such as Humble Park or South Shore or Englewood, right? And so one of our values is it's not just nonprofits that are making a difference, but if you are creating a business, if you're opening up a Starbucks, if you're opening up even a market.
So it could be
there,
a for-profit
that
has social impact, right?
I mean, of course, across the board, everybody now has a responsibility to want to make a difference, whether it's job creation or even in the profits that they donate to the community.
Well, I mean, one thing, we've had this conversation sort of ongoing on the show about Rahm Emanuel's speech that was at Malcolm X College about asking the private sector to stand up or make an impact with social issues. Violence came to mind, crime, poverty, where instead of the government, everyone just looking at the government, as we all know, being cash strapped, we all know from our tax bills. Yeah. But the concept being that, you know, the private sector, the entrepreneurs of the city of Chicago have to step up and deal with resources and giving back to some of the issues that are happening around the city. Do you believe in that? Do you believe that you guys are two gentlemen who can make a difference in the city for people who need it?
Yeah, I think we do it every day with our guests and with our team members. And I feel like it's our responsibility. It's our responsibility as a local business to support the local community, and we want to seek the good of the local community. So that's exactly what we're trying to do.
Yeah, no, same for me. I mean, my background is in politics and government, and I spent most of my life trying to get politicians elected into the office. And well, today I'm doing the same thing, but I'm working alongside entrepreneurs, individuals who want to make a difference in their community. It just happens to be that the places where I'm working in are in areas where they've often been overlooked, where people will say, no, they're poor, or no, that they, you know, they're not worth our investment. But what we've found is there are some really, really great talent in places that often are not in downtown Chicago, and they're wanting to make a difference. My job is to identify them, grow them, and then invest in them as well, too.
When it comes to making one day, and we see this with Black Friday or today, Cyber Monday, or tomorrow, Giving Tuesday, this concept of branding one day to be either shopping day or a charity day or what have you. Is it taking shape? Do you feel like this is something that is good, or do you see, is a trend going up or down when it comes to charitable giving?
Well, I think, you know, one day it's a marketing campaign. And so I think for most organizations, it's a day for them to be able to intentionally ask their donors or their community to be able to make a difference. I think for us, what we see it is every day, the life that you should lead should always have a social impact to the communities that you're a part of. So it's not just your money, but the talents and the time that you have. It just happens that today as a collective community, tomorrow as a collective community, we're going to go to Chick-fil-A, eat good chicken, and make a difference, right? And so for us, it's just one day, but we have multiple events that allow people to invite their friends that normally would not want to be engaged or have engaged.
Well, if you want to know more about Good City, it's goodcity.org.
Goodcitychicago.org.
Goodcitychicago.org. Yeah. Jimmy Lee is the president of Good City, an organization that invests in social entrepreneurs and encourages new ways of giving. And Rob Myers, the owner and operator of Chick-fil-A, the one on State Street in downtown Chicago. Tomorrow, all the proceeds from the food that's sold at that store will go to Good City here for Giving Tuesday. Rob, Jimmy, thanks so much for being my guest tonight.
Sounds
I appreciate
great.
It.
Thanks.